Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Before we get back to the show, let's head out west for a sports update.
Hello, everybody. It's Mike Hunt from Sports Radio 690 The Bone with your Milpitas sports update. The Milpitas High School Trojans got their season off to a strong start by putting a pounding on Marysville. And at Milpitas College, well, the Woodpeckers hung 69 points on rival Los Gatos. That's the Cats in English. In a shutout victory. We are off to a fast start and a strong start here in the City of Champions, Milpitas. Let's send it now back to Joe Rose and Milpitas legend Kim Bocamper.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You're keeping Milpitas and your friends back home.
Does that knucklehead on the other side of the window, does he stay up all night conjuring up these childish? Yeah, you know what? I would rather have his – what's his son? How old is his son? 9 years old?
No. What is he, five?
Seven.
I'd rather have him sitting behind there. And he'd be less childish than this guy over here.
As soon as he finds out you're good to go for Thursday morning – he gets all excited.
That's true. The wheels do start turning.
Well, no.
He gets excited.
His compadre in this building is all too willing to make an ass of himself.
I'll never tell you who that is.
Oh, yeah. Nobody would ever know. No one would ever know. Oh, now you decide to put my damn high school in there. You guys are really a piece of crap, boy.
Yeah. Wait till you find something. Wait, you find something that's a little awkward about your place out there. You know?
Mine's a couple hours away from your place in Northern
California.
It's not
far from a place called Coalinga. Maybe you can come up with something like that.
Right. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. That was funny. All right. That was, I gave you credit. Creative. Yeah. Does it get old, though, Bo? Seriously, just between. Once and for all, and I've asked you this privately. We're driving. I go, hey, man, on a serious note,
yeah,
are you tired of the Milpitas thing?
It doesn't get old. You know why? Because I think I do some stuff that's all right. You know, I work hard. I try to present myself in a way that, you know, that's, you know, upstanding and you know, I try to help people. I try to be nice to people. And all I hear is, hey, I love that Milpitas thing. that's all I'm about now? That's what my whole – and like I told you, I go out to California. Guys, I haven't seen for 3 years. First thing anyway, what's going on with that Milpitas thing back there? How the hell did you know about it? You know, it's like – yeah.
It's Milpitas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Even Craig Penrose knew about it when he came down here.
Yeah, that's not good. With the legendary Northern California high school quarterback, one of our favorites. Oh, and you told me. When you know, Bo, it's such a small world that we've been in, because you said, hey, I played with Craig Penrose in an all-star game, and you've known him. He's become a good friend. He comes back to events, and you guys are close. And so he asked me the first time. He said, I know it's kind of weird because Northern California is a big area. Yeah. I said, you ever heard of Craig Penrose? You remember? And I go, I saw him play in high school.
Yeah.
And because he was like a high school sensation up there in the small towns where I came from. And I was in the eighth grade, and my dad said, or a freshman in high school, and he said, hey, we're going to go watch this guy. He does these jump passes, and they're legendary.
Yeah.
Woodland's playing Marysville. And, again, it was going to be the high school I was going to be going to. I got a little bit older, and we went and watched him. So I told him that. I said, he goes, I remember playing him.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But then, then I remember standing there with you guys, and all of a sudden you start going through the Bob Swenson then. Oh, yeah, you know this. You know that guy.
Well, that was a weird one. I still didn't get. He knew Barkowski. She knew. Yeah. His wife knew Steve Barkowski.
Yeah. Yeah, and then all the guys, because he played at Denver. He played with the Broncos for a number of years. So that's how he knew all those guys. And then he knew Jimmy Kick.
He knew Craig Morton.
Craig Morton. All those guys.
Those are all Bay Area guys, though.
Yeah.
Those guys are all guys that are born. They're all Northern California guys.
Well, it's like when we had Stan Van Gundy on. You know, Stan Van Gundy's a Martinez guy. And I said, Stan, I remember asking him, I said, Stan, how could two guys from Martinez, California, which is in the Carquinez Straits, all the oil refinery area.
Over the bridge, it's got the worst smell.
Smells like
that sulfur smell.
How did you get into the NBA and become, you know, two of the great NBA broadcasters from that little but it's funny the web of people when you start talking to them, that especially when you come from an area like you said, it's a huge area. But it's still a small kind of
It is funny, especially in sports.
Yeah.
The DiMaggio's for Martinez, and we got into all that with Stan and the Turner brothers.
Yeah.
Norv and his brother.
What's his name? Jim, the quarterback from the Bears, Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon played high school football in my league. One of the teams in the league I played high school
football. Wow, I didn't know that.
And Jim Plunkett played against my brother in high school.
There's been a lot of guys. I know Ken Dorsey we talk about, but Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a
big guy.
I don't know if Tom's still claiming it out there, but but he's you're one of us, Tom.
I know someone that's not claiming out there. He's wearing that garish green of the New York Jets. He's severed all relationships with Northern California. That knucklehead.
Man. Yeah, he set Northern California back a few years.
He's a little like Ricky Williams, right? Kind of out there with the hallucinogens and all that kind of stuff.
You know what, though, Bo? He's so good for the game.
Oh, no.
You can't have everybody the same.
He's so far out there by himself. Really,
he's in his own world, and I don't know if he hears anybody else's world.
He doesn't care. You know what? He doesn't care. He's like Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams didn't care. He went his way, and his way was fine for him.
You know, he's living in Grass Valley.
Yeah, one of the great players in college football and the NFL. But he was a different guy, and so Aaron Rodgers is the same way. I don't care what you think about me. I'm gonna do what I do, and I'm gonna.
He says we're slowly. He says I'm slowly working on a relationship with my family. It's been a decade. A decade since you talked to your mom and dad. And oh, by the way, I got problems with my brothers, my cousins.
Sludge move faster than that. Right?
And all their friends. I'm done with all of them. Yeah. I guess his one buddy was he's going to be in the wedding. He found out some of the family is coming. He's done with that guy and didn't go to the wedding. He says, I'm done with you now, too. So anyway, we got lost. That's Kim Bocamper with us this morning here and getting ready for the opener tonight.
You write down notes and we never get to them. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It's for later on. Yeah. Joe's thoughts are here. Like Joe's thoughts aren't always the best. But what do you think about Tom Brady? I'm kind of excited to see what Tom sounds like for.
Yeah, I am
for
too.
A broadcaster.
Yeah. I heard somebody that I knew somebody and. I guess he's done, I'm sure they run him through some run-throughs, right?
Oh, yeah, he's done some.
So he's done through, and the guy said, man, he's good, really good.
Well, he's going to work hard at it.
Yeah,
He ain't going, hey, you're paying me the money, it's mine.
He's not going to be.
He wants to be good.
He's not going to be the Witten guy. What's that, the tight end from the Cowboys that, What was the first?
Witten did it. He went back to being a tight end again.
After one year.
I got to tell you who else. I'm not so sure.
He just went back to be a tight end just so he could wash the memory of, of that debacle.
That thing didn't go well.
Yeah, it didn't work very
well. I'm not so sure. This terrible thing to say that Romo puts a lot of time into it either.
Yeah, Some of these guys
are really good.
He came out of the chute quick.
Yeah, he was great.
He's like, hey, they're going to do this. And then not so much anymore, you know. But they paid him a boatload. You got a boatload of money.
These guys get paid like quarterbacks.
And I'm like you. I don't think that he's putting a whole lot of effort into it.
But I think Tom Brady, like, if he critiques you, what are you going to say back? Were you going to say, I was a lot better? Here's a guy talking about me that doesn't know his career?
Yeah.
Because sometimes a guy will say something or I'll say, oh, that's great. Third string tight end talking about what Tom Brady's like the greatest of all time.
Yeah, right.
Like,
what are you going to
say? And he goes, well, listen, you can't do that. And then what's a guy going to go, hey, Tom, I heard you talking about me. You really want to, are we going to match up? You're the greatest of all time and I'm what?
Yeah, not a whole lot you can say about that.
It's just another kind of making this whole season. By the way, he's got the not that I need to promote his game on Fox, but he's going to be at Cleveland with the Dallas Cowboys. That should be a good game.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games. You know, the league is you're almost hard pressed to find a team.
Two or three teams, maybe.
Doesn't have some like Arizona to me is like.
You don't know about them.
You know, Kyler Murray.
Patriots, bad.
Yeah, Patriots, bad. But for the most part, everybody's kind of
8-9, 9-8 potential.
Everybody's kind of what the league wants. They want everybody to be, you know, thinking that this is their year, and you know, and they're going to get the job done. So, I'm looking for who's going to be that team that's got high expectations that just bottoms out, you know, this just goes down.
Could it be Buffalo?
I hope it's Buffalo.
Buffalo
on week two. You know?
Buffalo's like 13-2 against the Dolphins
They've got a lot of guys.
11-2.
They've lost guys. We got one of them in Jordan Poyer. I think, Milano getting hurt, that's a big loss for them because he's kind of the heart and soul of that defense, and they've lost some other guys in that defense.
How's he going to be with that group of receivers?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I know Stephon Diggs a pain in the ass.
I know, but these guys, but when you look down that list of receivers, like, oh, okay, where's the guy that's going to really scare me, you know? And so
– I just think the whole – and I'm sure those markets are talking about us and going, well, they still can't do this and that and – By the way, I haven't really had a chance to talk to you here recently. So everybody's kind of critiquing the O-line, and Chris Greer came out and said he and Mike kind of were sitting having lunch or meeting and sitting in his office laughing about everybody with this offensive line. It is a lot of guys from last year. You keep looking at Brewer. Looks like he's going to be back at center.
Yeah,
Eichenberg back at right guard and Jones at left guard. Now, those guys all played a lot of football last year.
Yep.
Brewer played a lot for the Titans. And then the same two tackles when healthy, ready to go. So they did play a lot. Jones has played a lot of football. Eichenberg played basically the whole season at guard or center last year.
Yep.
Yes? That's not a good start right there.
I give Butch a lot of credit.
Yeah, Butch Berry.
I think he's a technique guy, and I think he's a fundamental guy. And if you can get a guy that's not overly athletic or you get him playing fundamentally sound football with good techniques, you can make it work. And I think that's what we saw last year, and that's kind of what I'm expecting this year. I tell you, the guy that's impressed me the most this preseason has been Patrick Paul. I mean,
I didn't think he was going to be that good either. They made it sound like he's going to be a big project.
But I even heard one of the other guys talking about him, and what I see in him is he's a good solid base guy. He doesn't get tilted, and he can move laterally, and he stays connected with guys, and he goes to the second level. Look, I think he's the guy waiting right behind Teron because, at some point Teron's going to go down and miss some games, and I think you plug him in there. And I think you plug him in here, you may not get him out of there very easily. I think he's that kind of player. I'm just that, you know, I'm like Chris and Mike can say what they want, but the interior of that line, the center and the two guards are going to be what's going to be the success or lack thereof in that offensive line. Look, Eichenberg's, you know, he's one of those guys that can play. He can play every position. He played every position last year. Played both tackles, played both guards, played center, did all that. And look, we've seen – let me go back to – we had Jeff Dellenbach. Jeff was one of those guys. He could play center. He could play good. And Jeff played good, though. Jeff, you put Jeff in, and he played very well at every position.
Played for a long time, yes.
You know, I think with Eichenberg, you don't get the quality of play, but he's that versatility. He's got that. You know, to me, he's a tall guy. He's easy to get tilted. You know, gets stretched out a little bit, and I haven't seen enough of Brewer to see. And what you know, and so and when we did, when you remember early in training camp, there was a lot of quarterback center quarterback exchange issues, both from under center and in the shotgun.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna have to see what happens there. But and look, I'm not saying gloom and doom with him because I think that Robert Jones can. You know, play pretty well.
So this big thing's not about running outside. They're one of the best three best running teams out wide.
It's that stretch. It's that stretch, you know, that stretch.
The problem's running between the guards.
There it is.
The tackles,
excuse me. Yes. And this team, and Mike has talked about it. You know, we're talking, you know, they're after week one, they're everyone's talking about we want to be the bullies. Not that they want to get in fights and stuff. They're talking about
we want to be physical.
We want to be tough. We want to be guys. And one of our production meetings, I was talking to Mike about that. And you know, everyone's talking about being bullies and tough. And he says, well, my idea of tough is we want to be able to, when it's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, late in a game, we're down by the red zone, and we want to run the football, and they know we want to run the football, and we're going to run the football and make it. That's what his definition.
That sounds like 3rd and 1, his, 3rd and 2. We're coming
his,
at you.
That's his definition of toughness. And Joe, you know, look, there was no team. Probably, you know, Philadelphia's got that tush push, which I think is kind of a crappy play. But
they're the only ones good at it.
But yeah, but there's no team. Probably in the modern era of football that did it better than the 1972-73 Miami Dolphins. P10, right?
Lived on it.
Those guys with Larry Little and Cooch would go, hey, we're going to come. You get down and you tell them, hey, we're running P10.
One
right
of Shoe's all-time
right
favorite
at,
plays.
Right at you. We're going to come right at you. And boom, they do it, and they get the first down.
Yeah. 20 years of Hall of Fame centers. Yeah. That's a good way to start with that. Hey, Bo, we got to take a quick break here. And we got a lot more to get to here this morning as we continue on. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Boy, I'll tell you what, reverse mortgages, one of the most popular mortgages going on right now, and I want to let you know why. If you're 62 or older, you qualify, and if you could really use some money, whether you're still working and getting ready to retire, or now you're stuck and thinking you're in bad shape for retirement, might have to work a little bit longer than you wanted to, but you got a lot of equity in that home, the reverse mortgage could be perfect for you to get all that equity and have a place to live. That's what the reverse mortgage is all about and so popular. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. There's a reason a bunch of people 62 and older are going to this reverse mortgage, and nobody does them faster and gets you more money out of your home than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. By the way, first-time home buyer rates, he's got fixed rates in the fives for you right now, self-employed and declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you, too. I could go on and on, but Michael Kotze's a guy, Mr. Choice Mortgage himself, 33 years into business. He works 7 days a week. I always tell everybody you can get a hold of him on a Saturday or Sunday. Can you imagine going around and you're looking at homes and being able to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and get a hold of him? While you're going through this, this is part of the service of why he's been so successful here in South Florida for so long. He does work 7 days a week. You can call or text him on his cell phone, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Drifting right, throwing. What a catch! That was Kelce pulling it down for the first down on a 4th and 2.
Then you have a chance to win this game.
Well, last week, Houston did not have a single snap inside the 25. Here's Kansas City from the 19, throwing at the goal line, and it's caught by Kelce for the touchdown. With Kyle Hamilton all over him, the matchup you wanted to watch. From the pocket, cuts away from Chenault, who's trying to get after him for a second time, but the ball is thrown to the end zone, and it's caught! Flowers with the touchdown! The Ravens strike right back from 30 yards out. Jackson to Flowers. He dives. The ball came out. It's recovered by Kansas City. Did the ball come out before he broke the plane? This is a call that could determine the whole game right here.
Snead.
It's out.
Who has played as at the highest level this entire season, Jim?
He gets the protection. He goes long and on his back. It is Marquez Valdes-Scantling for the second straight week. He catches a long ball. He had two of them against the Bills. Yep, and he's heading back to the Super Bowl for the 4th time in 5 years. And a chance to become the first team since New England of 2003 and 4 to go back-to-back.
Boy, what a teaser for tonight's opener, Ravens. At the Chiefs, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Oh, yeah, he's got that guy, Derrick Henry. That business decision make whether you want to tackle that big horse or not. Yeah, one of the greatest bodies I've ever seen. No. Watch that guy warm up.
You know, and that guy stiff arms you, and you're
guys trying to jump on his back so they don't take it from the front side.
So this football, you talk about football season rolling on. First of all, you get last week college football, which was – I mean,
how good was that?
Like I said, Saturday, one after another, and then late into the night, and then
The LSU USC game was phenomenal.
It was great, great game, and all those games, all the excitement, and now you roll into the NFL season, and I just, I was we were driving to dinner last night, and I looked at her and goes, oh, geez. I go, you know, tomorrow night, Kansas City. And Bush goes, oh, geez. You know, like.
I did the same thing. I was going.
She goes, really?
You just, I said, I'm going to go to bed a little early because tomorrow night I'm staying up late.
You watched about 10 games last weekend. Now that I go, yeah, but now the NFL is starting. She goes, well, is college done? I go, no, they're still going too. So it's like, I'll see you in 6 months, you know?
Oh, man.
But I tell you, I don't know that I've been more excited about, especially this game tonight. This game tonight, Thursday night, the opener, those two teams,
yeah.
And you know they're both going to be, you know, they're going to be at a fever pitch. And wow, what a way to get this thing started.
I'm just curious. We always talk about this quarterback. Where do you put Lamar? I know we all put Patrick Mahomes. Where do you put Lamar as far as?
I certainly put him in the top five.
I do too.
I give Harbaugh a lot of credit that they've allowed him to almost define that offense for him. You know what I mean? Allow him 100%. To do what he does.
Yep.
And
from
not,
day one.
And not try to put him in a box. This is what he does best. Let's let him do what he does best.
They switched from Joe Flacco, who has dropped back, had a cannon for an arm, throwing it down the field, who couldn't move.
Yep.
And they put in an offense specifically for Lamar, and you're going, okay, well, we've seen this before. And it's just gotten better.
Better and better and better. Yeah.
He runs for 800 to 1,200 yards every year.
You know, you played offensive football your whole career, you know, and you've been involved in line play because as a tight end. You know how it goes. The line can start feel how that offense goes and how you need to block for them. You know, it's different. It's different with a pocket passer. That's easy. But when you get a guy that scrambles, you almost get a feel for. You can kind of judge. Oh, there's a crease there. If I can kind of get into
push,
you
know, my guy out,
push my guy a little bit. There he goes. You know.
Yeah.
I think they've grown into that, and that offensive line feels what he does, and the team just lets him play. You know, it's schoolyard football, right?
It is.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, did you see that Cam Ward from University of Miami?
Oh,
he ran around. You talk about a guy that he took off a couple of times. He didn't run a lot, but he ran for like 18 yards on one and 20 on another.
So I'm watching that game in the first two of the first three, he throws that one cross, you know, across his chest to Restrepo, and Restrepo makes a great catch on it, and then he throws another one and gets picked, and I'm going, man, I hope this guy's not going to do this all day long. And then from then on,
oh, he's perfect.
He was just lights out,
incredible.
That team is a physical football team.
So it is funny because I saw those guys going, see what happens when you have a quarterback, and listen, I agree, he does look like the best quarterback they've had in decades. Yeah. But they are big
and strong.
Mario both finally sides, has what he wants, and that's a physical team on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And
they you know what, I was talking to, you know, there's Florida fans all over, and then boy, I tell you, talk about depressed, man. They were depressed last week after that game.
I didn't expect this from Florida State
and
to start.
And I'm just saying, well, Florida State is like, whew, man, what happened there? But I'm talking to these guys, go, look, you guys just got pushed around. You guys physically got pushed around in that swamp all day long. And that strength of – and look, Bain went out after
early.
The first series out, and you didn't really miss – look, you're going to miss him, but certainly didn't –
they've got depth.
They've got depth, and they've got size, and they're strong. And, you know, Mario's kind of – you know, we've seen now the evolution of Mario bringing in the guys, like just what he did at Oregon. Got those guys and he's a line of scrimmage guy, offensive line, defensive line. It's where everything starts.
And you throw in a couple of backs that are 230 and 228 or something, and then he's starting to work the true freshman. I think that's one of his goals from what I hear down there. He started to got a bunch of four and five star guys. I saw a couple of guys from St. Thomas Aquinas play a lot of football last week, true freshman, and get more of those guys more playing time to go to try to keep everybody happy in today's college football game. So, hey, Bo, I got to ask you, we were talking about the offense with basically the same group coming back for the Dolphins with the three new starters basically are at center and the two guard positions from where it started at last year, and we talked about that. Defensively, well, they got six new starters. Ogba, and Brooks are going to be in at linebacker. Yeah. Fuller and Poyer at corner and safety are new guys. And they've got two new defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And one guy I know we all – listen, nobody didn't not like Christian Wilkins.
Right.
He was so good. That's a given. I guess my question is, Calais Campbell, 37 years old, how much do you play him? He was really good last year with Atlanta. And the fact that he's playing at this level, at this age,
I think he wants to play. I think he wants. I don't think he wants to be a part-time guy. He wants to be in that road. Look, they're going to have a rotation in there. You're going to have Sealer and Calais in there a lot.
Well, Sealer doesn't. He, like Christian, those guys play every snap.
Yeah, he's not coming out. Now, Calais, you may give him a breather, but it's that inside Benito Jones and some of those guys that are going to rotate in there. You're going to have to find those guys. Because they'll shift from a 3-4 3-4 look where with a nose tackle to a four man for two tackles and two ends, although they're all defensive tackles for the most part, size wise on that team.
All four guys are going to suit up, or five guys.
It's funny you don't see like the usually you'd have like you're having a four man line, you have two big guys in the middle, and then you have two guys that are a little faster, a little leaner, a little taller,
260, 270,
and they can move. But this is a stout. Whether it's three guys on the line of scrimmage, and if I say a 3-4, you usually got one of those guys just stands up. That's really the only difference. Kind of makes them a half an outside linebacker, half a defensive end. But they're all stout, And so it's going to be a physical defensive line. And I think Calais is going to want to play a lot of plays last year and played well. And so, I think he's going to have to play his way out of the lineup other than the other way around.
I'm curious how to see how they do against the run.
So, we talk about Christian Wilkins. The guy that I've been behind him since they drafted him, and to lose him was Van Ginkle. And no one talks about, he was a quiet, really impactful player for us since he was here.
See, I thought he was the one guy they could replace.
He was very fundamentally sound. He could step up, play run support. He'd set the edge really hard.
Get a good lot of pass rush.
He could squeeze the line of scrimmage. If they're running inside, he could squeeze his guy down, cut down a hole. He could rush the passer. He could cover. He did all those things. He was a quiet,
could block punch,
quiet guy. Didn't
never
get much fanfare. But I think that to me was more of a loss than I think people are thinking about. Maybe I could be wrong, but I just every time I saw him doing what he did, I thought he was a really, really good player.
Well, time for the youngsters. We'll talk about those guys in just a second here. So, Kim Bocamper's with us here and talking. We got some more stuff to get to here. But first, I do want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Hey, guys, man, it's okay. Gators got a lot of games left. I don't want you guys getting up this morning still a little bit down and out. That's right. Yeah, I'm talking about the partners of Cohen and Judah, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to call you back. They talk about communication. They talk about handling your case from start to finish. Yeah, they don't have other attorneys handling it. The partners actually do all the work. They're the ones that take it home with them, work all day. They're grinding hard. And I just think the communication thing, if you're with another law firm right now and not happy, you've been injured and you're going through this whole thing and you're not getting calls back and you're starting to feel like, well, maybe my case is not important because it's important to me. I'm hurting and I want to be compensated and you're waiting on it and you're frustrated. Well, maybe you need to call Cohen and Judah. You do. And let them, no obligation, let them take a look at it, and they'll tell you right there. Don't take a look at it, and they'll tell you what you need to know. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of. They'll get on the phone with you, answer all your questions. Injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to CohenandJudah.com, tell you all you need to know. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. How many law firms that have those names on are actually taking care of your case? How many times does that actually happen? Great commercials. how many times that actually happened. Trip and fall, car, truck, motorcycle accident, or anything else, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the personal touch you should always want.
All right, before we get back to it here, I'll tell you about our event. You can join the WQAM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQAM staff. It's free to attend. You can RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite in, a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQAM On Air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. At Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, Joe.
All right, hey, so Woody, you might as well ask him. You can ask Bo to.
Would you like to join us, Bo?
Would you join us?
You're going to be there?
Is that a deal breaker for you? I will be there, yes.
Well, you're going to be talking sport. You're going to be talking about gambling. Well, that's what you're going to talk about,
I might
right?
wear my hat.
Betting on Colorado State and University of Pacific.
Oh, this
game,
guy,
right?
He is a Hard Rock app
spread,
junkie.
Tonight's a big night.
Yeah, sure.
Tonight's big.
So let me ask you this. So how many bets will you have on tonight's game? You'll have parlays and stuff, right?
You do
quarter bets?
No, I don't go as the game goes.
Oh, okay.
Usually, no.
But you get them all down, and
we'll do a couple of props.
Yeah,
and then we'll probably do.
Give me an idea of what prop you might do.
Ooh, you want to go through some of these?
No,
right
just
now?
One. Oh, you don't need to go through. I know you got about 35 sitting there.
This guy's a Hard Rock app junkie.
Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. I like tonight.
Man, how about his poor kids? You know, they go to school. I saw his son. His tennis shoes were worn out. He had holes in his tennis shoes. The poor kid.
Crippling gambling.
And you know, it was raining. You remember it was raining up there for that?
Yeah.
And I'm looking, and the water's just seeping into his tennis shoes. And meanwhile, this guy's putting a prop bet on how many times is someone going to hoist the Stanley Cup on the presentation thing. And his kid right there, he's good.
I do.
Had pneumonia the next day.
I do have some good news.
What's
his
that?
Wife's a partner in a law firm.
Well, there you go.
No wonder
he can keep this job, because I know it doesn't pay very well.
I just call up. Right. I ask for a marker. We're good.
Hey, we good, honey? Right? I'm gonna.
But Derrick Henry anytime touchdown feels
right.
Oh, that's good tonight,
that's
right?
A, yeah. You want to see that? You want to see that they get to the 1 yard line,
yes.
And it's first and one. At the 1 yard line, you're in hog heaven right
then,
right?
Absolutely. You guys think
you
this is a high scoring game tonight?
Huh?
You think it's a high scoring game tonight?
I do.
I see it in the 20s.
I do.
The over under is 47.
Last time when I saw Patrick Mahomes throw that behind his back pass in the preseason game, I said this is my man's going to have a big year this year.
But KC's got that good defense though. Remember,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, but
they lost one really good player on the outside.
NFC
one corner
championship game was low scoring.
Yeah,
yeah.
I say 25, 22, 24, 21.
So what's the total?
Maybe about eight numbers.
What's the total?
It's a 3-point spread. Chiefs are favored by 3. The over-under is at 47 right now.
47?
Yeah.
Hey, they're not stupid. I know you're exactly. You're not sure if they're going to go
like
a little under or a little over.
You know what? But that's the problem with these guys. So I tell people this. When me and Mike Kozlowski got tickets for the Heat, when opening their first season down in the Miami Arena, and we would go every game, right, because we bought the tickets, and we'd always bet on the game. We never bet on win or lose. We would just bet on the over and under, right, because then, you know, whoever wins.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, they're scoring, you know, the games were 120 to 113. So the over under is like 250, 230 or something like that. I tell you how many times we sat there for the very last trip down the court, that was going to be the deciding.
Shoot it!
Going to be the deciding thing whether you won or
right.
You won. I'm going, how the hell with something that's 230 points, a number, how can they be that close?
It's amazing. Those guys
by the way,
set the odds in Vegas.
When you go to a Heat game and you stay for garbage time,
yeah,
when that one basket hits, you'll hear a little faint roar from the crowd.
Somebody's one way or the other. Somebody's pissed and thinks it fixes in, or somebody is jacked up.
There's a saying in golf when you bet on golf, every shot makes somebody happy.
No question.
But do you think, Bo, like everyone else, that the Ravens are going to win tonight?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I like Ravens tonight.
No, no.
I do.
Feel like everyone is the same. By the way, the AFC Championship game, everyone had the Ravens, too.
I think celebration's on tonight. I'm a little worried.
I do think the celebration may, you know, deter a little bit.
Yes, she'll be there. Taylor Swift's going to be there. She's done with the tour for a while, and so she's...
She's coming here pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a sad... Don't get that topic started unless you can get his tickets.
No, well, please. Please. No, I don't want anybody near tickets for that.
My wife, I know you can buy tickets. Yeah.
My wife said the same thing. I know Joe can get tickets.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do that. He always asks for the hardest ones and goes, "Well, you're white."
Yeah, but let's
they got tickets. You know they do.
I like Kansas City. I just
until someone
beats them, you know, I don't know.
It's tough to bet against Andy Reid.
You know, Andy Reid to me is one of the favorite coaches.
All time.
Of all time. I mean, just his personality is what he does. He's
by the way, he still does it old school. He had his guys playing in preseason.
You're darn right. And look, they respect him, you know. How can you not? With what he's done with his body of work. I mean, it's pretty remarkable what he's done.
I totally agree. Hey, Bo, we got to get into Out to Pasture podcast here for just a second here. We put down
Sal Powell
was great, man.
Yeah.
One of the all-time favorites if you get up early Sunday morning.
Yep.
He has that show, and they break down games. I mean, it's serious stuff. He's been doing that job, but it's just his whole background.
Yeah.
And his takes. Talks about the Dolphins a lot in there. A lot of good stuff.
Well, he's been around us a lot, you know, and Sal's one of those guys that, you know, and I like it. You know, whenever I see him, he comes over and says, "Hey, tell me about this guy. Tell me about that guy."
Yeah.
You know, and so you just, you know, and then he gives you a little bit of stuff to talk about, but just a... You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's just a solid guy. He's not a bull crapper.
Nope.
You know, he's
he actually
he's
has integrity.
He's got integrity.
Yeah, he really
and
does.
And look, the one thing I didn't know when, you know, I started, you know, you do a little research and, you know, but for a guy like Sal, you don't need to do much research. By the little research, you know, the guy's a military guy. He was in the Navy. He was, you know, he had medals. He was in political stuff.
Did a book.
Served our country.
Yeah,
you know,
no, he's
and then went on to become a, you know, you could call him a journalist. There's not many people in our country. There are not many people now, whether it's in the political world, in sports, where you can say they're journalists because they all take sides. Sal's not a take my side guy. He's going to tell you what he sees on both sides.
Won't go with stuff.
No.
Just because somebody says he's not out to beat you on a story.
Across the board, he was really good.
With ESPN for a long time. But yeah, he's covered it all and he was we've had some really good guests, but he ranks right there at the top. 69 years old.
Yep.
And going strong and really enjoying
what
he's doing.
Well, look, that's what we're doing with the podcast. We're looking for those people that are our ages. That people don't care about anymore, that advertisers don't care about anymore, and no one's pointing thing. But so, you know, we're doing it, and you know, we talk to Sal. Everyone we talk to, there's a little bit of a message in there about, you know, extending your life well, you know, having
quality of life,
doing things you want to do, get up and move around a little bit. You know, if you're having some heart issues, go ahead and see a doctor. We had a cardiologist, you know, Howard Bush, one of the great cardiologists in the world, telling you what to look for, warning signs, and all those kind of things, so you can extend your life. And that's kind of looking. We, you know, it's you and me. It's two knuckleheads talking to these people that are really smart, and we're a bunch of you know, we're kind of dope sitting
cheat through life guys. Yeah,
yeah. We kind of do that. We do through it, but it's fun, and I think people like it, and you know. So how do you get on, Joe?
You act like I don't know. Outtopasturepodcast.com. Come on.
Bing, there you go. How long did it take, Woody? We should have done an over and under. Over and under.
No, because
on how many shows it would take before Joe figured out how to get on.
It did take me a few weeks.
I think this is six.
No, it's more than six. It's been about 2 months.
But you know what? I just got him right there. Bam.
He did.
Just
look.
He was out to pasture.net. He was all over the place.
Last week I was out here and he said, "Yeah, out to pasture podcast."
And then you got on me about .com. You are old school, man. That's a given, .com. That's a given. But I did it for you that time.
There you go.
Hey, Bo, thanks, man.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, man.
It's great stuff. We really appreciate you coming on, and can't wait. I'm like you. I'm like a little kid getting ready. We got games, by the way.
I feel like going home right now and sitting in my chair just waiting for the pregame show, you know?
Sunday, 1-4 at night. And then Monday's not enough. The Jets are going out and play San Francisco.
Yeah, well.
God, too good.
How long does Aaron Rodgers last?
Ooh.
I hope he lasts the whole year. I'd like to see it.
I want to see him, too.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I'm not seeing somebody as injured. I want to see the best guys.
Yep, absolutely.
I want to see everybody healthy, as healthy as can be, but that's not reality of today's NFL game.
Does Bo have any more picks before he goes here? Does he want to pick Philly and Green Bay?
No, I'm not giving you any information.
Don't do that.
You want to pick the Dolphin game?
I come in here and you stomp all over my beloved hometown, and now you want me to help
now
you.
Now he's trying to bond with you.
You're degenerate gambler. You're trying to pick my brain. Hell with you.
You like the Dolphins, though, don't you?
I love the Dolphins. Right. I'm not sure if they're going
to
win.
I like Dolphins to beat Jacksonville.
I do. Look, I love them to win this.
Let me ask, how many games? Could you see him win 11 games again this year? Schedule?
I've said this on TV a number of times. I think they've got a chance to go 7-0 to start the season. I really do.
I don't think that, but I think they can win 11 games again.
I believe they can.
There's a combination of a lot of different reasons. Yeah. The two teams that play tonight, they don't play.
Yeah. Yep. But I could see him winning 12 games. I could see him winning 12.
12?
Yep. Yep.
12-5.
I'm bullish.
Well, all right.
You know?
You are counting on a few guys getting injured, apparently, in the AFC East, man. You start talking like that. Hey, I hope you're right, man. Beat the Jets twice and Patriots twice.
That'd
be
nice.
And just get one from the Bills. I'm not even being a pig. Only beating them twice since Josh Allen's been there. Just give me
gotta
one.
Got to win them. Got to beat them at home. Got to get that. That's got to be in your back pocket.
I agree. All right. We got to go to break here. That was Kim Bocamper joining us. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Well, I've been talking about this ED and low T thing a lot. And if you're going through it, I do know this from having buddies, and we open up about everything. We'll talk about low T, but not too many of my buddies talking about having a problem with ED. And I got to tell you, when I had it 6 months ago, and all of a sudden, I was tired all the time, didn't feel like working out, didn't feel like doing anything except sitting on the couch and see if I could gain another 20 pounds. I knew something had to be done, and of course, yes, ED was right there. I thought I was going to go into Atlantic Men's Clinic and tell them about low T, and then I finally go, well, I got another problem here, and they're going, what else? What's going on? Well, my sex drive is gone. It's not good. Even my wife's making excuses for me on the weekends about what's going on there. And I wasn't happy with anything going on. But I'll tell you what, thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Thank you so much. I want everybody that's going through ED or low T and you know you got a problem, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, meet with them, and knock it out quickly. I don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, that's when it happens, even guys in their 30s. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, everything else. And listen, you're meeting with a great staff. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Unbelievable results, but you got to set up that first appointment. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Hey, change your life today. Get rid of ED and low T. First cousins nobody wants to be around. Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.